Okay, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to Piaggio's conference call. I'm Leonardo Caputo as usual, and today we would like to share with all of you some important news approved this afternoon by our board of directors in line with the strategic roadmap we set up for the following years. Our conference call, as usual, will be divided in two separate panels. The first one will be held by our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Colaninno. Following his introduction, Mr. Colaninno will be available for a Q&A session. Then our Group Finance General Manager, Mr. Pallottini, will review the consolidated financial results for the full year 2007 approved this afternoon by our board of directors. Following this presentation, we will answer the related question in a second Q&A. I inform you that also Mr. Bandiera is attending. I remind you that you can find the presentation slide in the investor relations section of our website at the following address, www.piaggiogroup.com. Now I hand over to Mr. Colaninno.
Good evening to everybody. Thank you to stay with us. I want to update everybody about how we are deploying our strategic plan, our three-year strategic plan approved and presented before 2007, 2008, and 2009. Starting with the presentation of the results of 2007 to the board of directors today, I want to update what we are in process to do, and we started with India to go around the world to arrive in Italy. Regarding India, we are already completed the building construction and the development of the new diesel engine that will be ready to produce on 2010. We are online with all things. We are also on time with all things. In other words, we have completed the building construction. We have buy all the line of production, and the engine today is under the review on our technical departments. On India also, we have, as you know, we started the sales of last year, the four-wheeler, and we have already achieved the number that was budgeting on the first part of this year. Naturally, we look this promising market in terms of a future customer need that is based on two basic milestones. One is the price and so the cost of the products, and the other is technology. On this market, we are oriented to the countryside market much more than the customer that is based on the big city. On this sector, we have estimated this market is about 800 million that live on the countryside, and today is our constitution, the customer baseline. So we expected that the growth of this market in the next future will be quite big, and the demands will be concentrated on low-cost products for goods transportation, and is based mainly on the three-wheeler and in the future, and the actual four-wheeler, and the future four-wheeler that will be used the new diesel engine. On this base, we have finalized an agreement with Greaves, that today is our supplier, for a long time terms, it's about a seven-year time, where based on the same price, we have agreed to buy from them all our need for the small and actual engine that they use by the three-wheeler products. So we expect in this market a big growth, cost under control, and the developed products, that is, four-wheeler. In terms of Vietnam, we are beginning to build our new plant there, where we have decided to produce a Vespa only for that market. And our target that before was for the first year, let's say beginning on 2009, was based on 15,000 Vespa a year. We have doubled that, and we have said that we have in line to produce, to expect to produce in sales 30,000 of that in the Vietnamese market. We have also set up the organization of the trade company in Japan and the trade company in Singapore with the responsibility of sales of all Southeast Asia and Australia. For China instead, we have completed all our investments in the plant of Foshan, and we grow up on a new model orientated on the Chinese market, and also in this sector, we look in that our market is the countryside market. Again, is a huge market. It's about population is roughly 1 billion. And there, the market will be grow, especially for the two-wheeler and the commercial vehicle application too. Going back to United States, United States budget is online with our expectation, and we go up in terms of sales related to the dollar value anyway. We proceed also in the strategic reorganization of the group regarding in Europe. And our group today, we expected to reorganize the Derby plant in order to centralize all the technical structure in one site in Aprilia, and to reduce the cost impact for all that production cost in Spain. We have already achieved the target that we have fixed on 2007. This is the second part of the structuring plan of this company, and we are exactly on time of that. We expected to reach the number as we have forecast. Coming to Italy, in Italy we have to relaunch the Moto Guzzi plant, the Moto Guzzi sales organization, the Moto Guzzi marketing products. We have already worked on that from June of last year, and the result of that is very successful in the way that we was able that to turn around the situation. We have cleaned up all the sales organization. We clean up all the dealer and distribution system, and we are now fixing the new strategy where we launch new products a year that is completely new one. For 2008, we will present the Stelvio products and the new 750 between now and June, and anyway, the response of the market for these two products is very positive. Coming to Vespa instead, in the Vespa Piaggio, as you know, we are concentrated on three and four wheeler in one way and the scooter in the other way. Three, four wheeler, as you know, we have established a new division that is responsible worldwide for the light commercial vehicle. We have changed also the denomination of these products, so that is not anymore three-wheeler or LTV, but is commercial vehicle, Piaggio commercial vehicle. On this side, we are developed through the agreement that we have done with Daihatsu, a new model for the four-wheeler that is already presented to the market on the version of a gas engine and electrical engine. So we expected also in this sector to be in line with our budget in the way that this division will utilize a diesel engine that will be produced in India, as I told you before, and today we are online in terms of new engine products prototype and also the cost that we have forecast for this kind of products. Coming to hybrid technology, the hybrid technology is developed for scooter application. We have decided to invest in on electronic application that is regarding to the management engine system that is a very important component of that. We have dedicated a new division, we have dedicated 30 people of this new division to develop the software of this kind of parts so that will be in connection with all the electrical and the fuel engine system that will be on their control. We are also in line with this, and we expected to have the first results by the end of the year. If we are able to reach this, we are jumping in an area that is very, very important and very interested, that is regarding to the traffic of the big city, with the target of to reduce the consumptions of the gasoline of the fuel and to reduce the and to keep under control and reduce the emission CO2 that is very important to be in line with the new regulations that are coming up from the all the city around all the big city around the Europe and all the big city around the United States. So I want to say that our strategy today is divided in three sectors, if you want. One is the developer, Asia, of our presence, with substantial presence in India, in Vietnam, in Singapore, in Tokyo, and in China on the Foshan City. The presence in India, in Asia, with a three-wheeler, four-wheeler, and two-wheeler. The presence in the United States and to focus on Aprilia motorcycle and on the scooter Vespa application. And then coming to Europe is a restructuring of all group in terms to present the new technology products, advanced technology products, cost reduction, and the quality improvement. This is where our next 2 year develop plan is based, and until today we are in some online or more advanced to our target. So again, everybody's confident to meet the results that we have explained already on the market, and we have no negative review today. And based on the new sector, technology, quality, and cost reduction system, we believe that we are able to be consistent with our budgeting results.
Okay, now we can open the fourth Q&A session.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mrs. Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Mrs. Bosio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone. I would have two questions. The one is related to the current macroeconomic condition, the low visibility that we have on 2008. I was wondering if you can give us some guidance or some outlook, at least as far as Europe and also for India. My question is also related to India because I'm wondering if you are still confident with the double-digit growth rate in India. And the second question is related to Guzzi. Do you plan that volumes would come back to the previous level in 2008, or do you need still some time before to be on stream with Guzzi?
Okay, starting from Moto Guzzi, where is, if you want. Our plan in Moto Guzzi is based on three sectors. Sales and the distribution organization in Italy and in Europe, marketing new products, and cost control and cost reduction. I want to say that our estimation is that Guzzi can be back on the original number of the budget, because our product marketing products management is changing, and we decide to produce and to offer to the market one or two models every year, no more, and to reduce, if you want, the strategy of the styling or restyling of the products. This year we have already, the two motorcycles is ready, one is already presented, one will be presented in the next 2 weeks to the market, and it is the Stelvio, and the other one will be presented in June, that is our 750. In terms of mood of the market in this way, I want to say that I am today we are positive to be able to be back on this year on the original plan of our budget. Regarding instead India, it is very important to understand the India market. The India market today is divided in two big areas. One is the area that coming from the big city and is related to the passenger car transportation, that is mainly taxi, if you want, the famous tuk-tuk.
Mm-hmm.
And the countryside market, that instead is the demand is oriented mainly to good transportation. Now, Piaggio India is concentrated on majority sites to the countryside, and little bit different for the city market. This market is based on 800 million people,
mm-hmm.
that is the number of people that live outside from the big city. We expected that this market will be growing because today the population of the transport of the transportation vehicle is in one way huge number, if you want, for the develop of the grow up of this, but in terms of population is quite small.
Mm-hmm.
And now we expect that based on the low cost products, that is the first limits in one side, and the other one is that the demand for this kind of products remaining in the terms of the condition of the road and in terms of the condition generally of the site of this application. So we expected that at least for the next 5 years, combined from three-wheeler and four-wheeler at the low-cost products, this market grow up substantially. Naturally, India is a country where the inflation rate is very controlled because it's based, all the business is based on the finance consumer base. If we look at the trend of this year, 2008, on this way, India is not, afraid about the inflation trends, but they believe that this will be under the control. Based on that, we expected that 2008 would be in line exactly with our expectation, and also the development this year will be double digit. Naturally, due to the volatility of the market, it's difficult to say what happens in 2009 or 2010, but based on what happens last year and what is on the way to be ended this year, we are positive about India market related to our products that is offered to the countryside market at the low cost, price.
Okay, thanks.
Do you want to know about Europe, you ask also?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay. Europe, we expected that the market will be flat anyway. We not expected that the market this year will go up. We expected some demands for scooter due to the high cost of the fuel for car, and due to the fact that also the people are beginning to look at the different time of transport, type of transportation, where the car sometimes, especially for the city transportation, is very expensive. And this particularly is for the light commercial vehicle. We see a big interest to us on our products of four-wheeler, because in one way it's not so expensive, and the other way they are very flexible to move on the big traffic of the big city. So based on the combination of scooter, that we have a very high market share in Europe, four-wheeler, and instead we expected on the Aprilia motorcycle, that is a sporting market, we expected some possibility for us to gain on the market of the motorcycle, to gain on the market of four-wheeler, to defend our position on scooters, on the scooter market share.
Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have two questions. The first one probably you already answered. I heard that Tata will launch the new Nano in India, and the price should be in the region of $2,500. I think this price is below the APE, so I would like to know if this is a kind of threat, a problem for you, or if you have a different view on that. And the second question is on the consolidation in the industry. Do you expect further consolidation in the industry, something like in the motorbikes or probably also in the scooters? Thanks.
Okay, regarding India, number one, Tata presented this very interesting car. They presented the price. They have, but nobody, they have not, this price is not confirmed, because they will be officialized in 6 months from now. And the market expected that the time of the presentation will this price is go up. But independent of this question, as I told you before, we are oriented to the countryside market, where the situation of the road is very bad, where the application of this is for transportation, good transportation, and this is not for this kind of car that if in one side is very nice, it is very cheap, but in the other side cannot be used in this countryside road, where the hole is, let's say, 5 to 10 centimeters, and then it's very bad, and also because it is not, cannot be used for good transportation, especially on the countryside. Based on that, APE price will be below $2,000. It's roughly 1.5, 1.7. And the pickup instead, the four-wheeler pickup, that our price today is $2.7 for each, again, is for different application. And you cannot compare this with the car Nano, with the car, the Tata car application.
Massimo, the second question, sorry,
it was on the consolidation. On the consolidation, if you think there could be some further consolidation in the sector, I was referring, for instance, to Moto Guzzi. Probably Dimension is not enough. Probably there is, other player in the sector. If you can be interested in growing and being a consolidator in the sector, or you don't see any consolidation at all, a macro picture of the M&A in the sector, if you can.
Okay, you are right. In this case, again, I hope that we will be ready to make for the next meeting our new organization chart, where we work on the way to organize Piaggio. As you know, we have already announced that we have two divisions. One is three four-wheeler, and the other one is two-wheeler, where we concentrate in one side the 3-4-wheeler and the other side the 2-wheeler side. We are working now to organize the group in order not to have so different organized by brands, if you want, but we want to organize the company on products side, let's say scooter in one side and motorcycle in the other side. The motorcycles will be Aprilia, Moto Guzzi, and off-the-road products. But we work in time to have the same platform strategy developer and to have to concentrate the engine develop application in order to utilize and to reduce at the maximum possible the cost, fixed cost for the platform of the products, and to utilize the same site from technical point of view, the develop of the products. But on this way, and this is oriented at two targets. One is cost reduction, and the other way, the quality control, and through the quality control, again, the possibility to have a very good cost reduction strategy. At the end of the day, if you want, just to give you a practical picture of our organization, it will be, one is a technical department that will be responsible for scooter, and this line will be platform, engine, style, in the technology innovation, accessory on one side, and the other side will be for motorcycle. On one side you will be concentrate scooter for all the brands, and the other side will be the brand for the brands of all motorcycle. We are working on that, and we think that we are able to present this new organization for May, when we present the connected with the our new 3-year plan strategy.
About the M&A in the sector.
We don't want to buy anything, sir, in terms of new products or new brands on this way. We have a very strong investment plan in technology innovation, as I told you before, mainly concentrate in electronics management system in one side, the hybrid engine in another side, engine, diesel engine for four-wheeler application, and then we have already fixed a new product to develop, including scooter and including motorcycle application. It's not easy to manage all these different brands, and today Piaggio have already a big line of brands. If you make a count, it's about 7-8, and to have this and to manage properly all these brands is not so easy, and the risk is to lose the possibility and to lose the opportunity to have the benefits, especially from the market for it. Piaggio is lucky in some way because it's not overlapped by brands. You get Vespa that is unique. Then you have Piaggio that is in some way a general application of a scooter, generic application of a scooter. Then you have Scarabeo Aprilia that is again another Vespa concept. And then you have Aprilia, Moto Guzzi, and Gilera, that another time is not any overlap on this because Aprilia motorcycle is oriented at the big sporting motorcycle. Guzzi is oriented at what we say Gran Turismo motorcycle, and Aprilia off the road is off the road. We have no arm that is cover this kind of brand. Then we have a Derby that is oriented at the small motorcycle size, 50 maximum 125 cc. So all these brands naturally is not overlap, and it is probably managed. Every one of these under the Piaggio umbrella company responded to some customer need in some way on some niche of the market. The only target that we have that we want to achieve is the high specialization strategy. Because when you work in some niche of the market, you need to be very high, very specialized. I want to say just an example. to be successful on the off the road products, you need to be very, very specialized on this kind of market niche. And if you are able to reach this kind of specialization in terms of quality, in terms of performance, in terms of style of the products, you have access to a very huge and particularly market that where the need of the customer is completely different from the customer that buy Vespa, from the customer that buy Piaggio scooter, and so on. So for this reason, we have in front of us, Piaggio is not anymore a two-wheeler company. It's a company that is developed in all transportation sector, started for the two-wheeler and then on to the four-wheeler for the light commercial application, and go all through this sector through a strategy of the technical technology innovation, worldwide distribution of plant and the distribution system, and oriented to keep under the control cost and quality.
Thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Paolo Mosole from Intermonte. Mr. Mosole, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon to everybody. I'd like to ask you three questions. The first one is on Italy. I would like to...
Paolo, sorry. Could you speak up, please?
Paolo. Can you hear me? Can you hear
me? Okay, it's better.
Yep.
Thank you.
The first one is on Italy. Could you comment on what... Where do you see the market this year? And you say that Europe is flat. I'd like to know more on Italy. And the second question is on the margins. That I've seen that in the fourth quarter and second half, you improved the EBITDA margins. Where would you see EBITDA margin in 2008? And the third question, could you give an indication on where you see your top line growing in 2008? Should we consider that to be flat, or are you expecting something better? Thank you.
Generally speaking, the 2000 year market is more difficult than 2007. This is under the discussion. We are present today on the worldwide scenario. We are in Europe, we are in Asia, and we are in the United States. We expected that the market in Europe will be flat at the best of our vision. And naturally, we'll be oriented also to the customer that begin to think to change from car and to use the scooter for the city transportation tools. We have the sporting sector that is where Aprilia is related, Aprilia also for the road. And then we have three, four wheeler that is transportation cost. We expected that we have no benefits from Vietnam, because Vietnam will be ready by the end of 2009. We expected a big help by the four wheeler transportation products in India, that the results of this first 2 months is quite good, and is in line with our expectation. We see more difficulty in Italy and in Europe, where our target is to maintain the market share on the scooter. So we don't expect it to grow up on this kind of sector, and to increase market share on the motorcycle version. One thing you have to keep in mind very clear, then this year is different than last year. Let's say that the cycle of the products today is very traditional, and the last year was very unexpected, in the way that the first 3 months of the year, of last year, was going as in very unexpected way, because normally the first three months, depending from the weather condition in Italy and Europe, is very low, and the cycle began to ramp starting from March, April, May, and June, and probably July, and then beginning to go down. Last year was the first full quarter was unexpectedly higher, so January, February, and March was very high, and then beginning to be flat. Now, beginning to reduce the ramp on the second quarter, to stay flat on the third quarter, and then is going down on the fourth quarter. This year is very traditional. We started, as the results we have in our hands, they are the cycle started follow the weather condition in January and February, and we expected that March beginning to going up. And then we expected that the cycle of May, June, and July would be traditional with this kind of products. On this scenario, we expected that this year we can, for the time being, we don't have any negative impact or any negative consideration in related to our budget, so we expect it to grow up in the quantity as we have a budget also in the 3-year plans. In terms of, so I want to say in sales, conservative if you want in Europe, that we are in presence of very normal cycle of the products, very positive in Asia, stable in the United States. What we expect instead is to be able on 2008 on the cost reduction target. We expected to be able to have the possibility to have a cost reduction. Based on what? Based on quality improvement that we already achieved and we have on the positive way in this way. So we have a less guaranteed cost, if you want. So, a different impact on the raw material due to our organization, the purchasing office, in Asia and in Europe. And three, a better management system of supply chains, and that in other terms, we are be able to reduce the cost that we have on production line. So based on this, our assumption, we expected to be able to have a significant cost reduction on this year. So we expected to have in terms of quality of results, also a good year for the 2008. Take in mind that now we are the first week of the March, so we a lot of this target that we have is on the way. We have not achieved this yet. But we already looked at from the market, the development in the way that I described to you before. In terms of cost instead, we are, let's say, positive in this way.
Okay, thank you. And now we can go. There are some other questions?
There are new questions from Mr. Roberto Cason from Otus. Mr. Cason, you may proceed with your question. Thank you.
Okay.
Hello, hi. No, it's my question has been asked already, so thank you very much. You can go on.
Okay.
Next question from Mrs. Laura Pennino from Banca Leonardo. Mrs. Pennino, please proceed with your question. Thank you.
Part of my question has already been answered, but regarding the registrations in Italy, the scooters actually decreased in the first 2 months, but 50cc increased. What do you expect for the product mix for the 2008? And maybe the second question is if you could give more details on the evolution of the US market and your competitive position there. Thank you.
The market of the 50cc has a big improvement the first year. We expect a big improvement of that kind of market because this is related for the different customer orientation to the city transportation, if you want. On the high scooter level instead, we expected that the market in this way will be flat and we have a new product that we have already launched at our customer conference or the customer meeting that we had done in on February, and the reaction of the dealer of this new Vespa, for instance, and the new products is quite positive in this way. Unfortunately, we have some products that will be presented to the market by the end of the year, and so we don't have some tools in our answer to compete with Yamaha and Honda. I'm talking about the high level of the scooter. We have the GP 800 that with the beginning to solve this in January. The result of this is quite good. In some way, a little bit unexpected, if you want. So we think that this kind of products, plus the new Aprilia motorcycle that we have presented already, that is on the market now, give us some positive fear for the market evolution in Europe this year. Is that right? United States. United States, we expected that United States, number one, we say that, we have a problem for the dollar euro value on this way. But we still in the area of very high profitable for the products that we sold in that market today, for the fact that we have a very good position for Vespa. And Vespa is something that the people want to buy because it's a toys. It's not something that, so they don't look particularly on the price of this kind of products. And today the Aprilia product impact is quite good. In some way unexpected, if you want. So we expected that United States this year, we can achieve some improvement on that, but what is more important, we want to look at to maintain the same profit line as we have in the past. And so we are not ready that to follow just the quantity and to lose the possibility to keep some price level or some customer niche where the price is quite good. So we are conservative in terms of quantity. We are very positive in terms of results.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Gabriele Rossi from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Rossi, please proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I have just one question. Net debt is now under control, and the stock price is strongly under pressure. I wonder if you are planning to act a material buyback of shares, or you don't think, on the contrary, that such an action is value accretive for shareholders at this price?
Well, you know, by the fact that the IMSI have already 56%, 56 and a half of the Piaggio, and due to the fact that we have a big program in front of us, as I explained to you, we don't have in mind any buyback strategy for this year.
Next question from Mr. Alessandro Falcioni from UniCredit. Mr. Falcioni, please proceed with your question. Thank you.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a clarification. So you're targeting basically a flat market in Europe and to basically maintain market share in the scooter market, so perhaps zero increase in sales there, with some increase in sales in the motorcycle market, and to be able to defend margins through cost reduction. Is that right? This is for 08.
No, we want to not to be flat on profit sides, if you want. We want to grow up that way. We expected to be flat on the market share of the scooter, because we have already between 29 and 30% of this market, and to be able to maintain the same market share, we consider that already a big success. And to increase instead our market share on the motorcycle. But our priority target is, number one, keep under the control the debt level, to reduce the cost in order to increase our profit, our margin and profit and net profit.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question from Mr. Gabriele Rossi from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Rossi, please proceed with your question. Thank you.
Again, a follow-up question, please.
Gabriele, could you speak up, please?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. In the scooter segment, if we exclude the good performance of Vespa, if I am right, the brands Piaggio and Gilera significantly underperformed. Can you confirm this this figure? Because I'm not completely sure. And if you can specify which is the market share of Piaggio brand in Europe. Thank you.
No, I want to say that Gilera, that today Gilera and Derby is growing on 2007 by 12.2% and 7.1%. So Gilera is going up 12.2%. On Gilera, we have a new product that is GP800, plus other products that we presented this year. And for Gilera, we expected a big growing on that kind of brand for during 2008.
It's part of the same question basically, because according to my calculation, Piaggio brand is underperforming. So if you can specify which is the market share of Piaggio brand, just Piaggio brand, 2007 versus 2006.
Yeah, yeah. Let me say, maybe you have to take into account from
Poste. I have already deducted Poste.
No, so if you take away a Poste contract, that means 24,000 vehicles last year. The trend is positive. Then in the P&L account, you will find that if you put away the 12, is a flat, quite positive trend. And we maintain our market share overall in Europe with all the brand in the region of 29-30%.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions.
Okay, so now we can go into details with the financial section. So I leave the word to Mr. Pallottini in order to go through the slide with the financial results.
Okay, good afternoon and good morning. Welcome to everybody also from my side. I remind you that our presentation is available on our website, so we can start directly, I would say, from the second slide, the one with the six little charts. Our consolidated P&L at the end of 2007 shows a total level of revenues of 1,692.1 million euros, with an increase by about 85 million euros. That means 5.3% of the year 2006. The EBITDA was 236.1 million euros. That means 22 million more than last year, almost 11% more than 2006 level. As a consequence, the EBITDA margin rose from 12.7% in 2006 up to 13.4% at the end of 2007. The EBIT margin was 8.1%, 1 percentage point higher than last year. That means 22 million more over 2006, with a level of 136.6 million euros. The income before tax was 103.5 million euros, with an increase by more than 17% over last year. That means 15 million more. At the net income level, the different tax rate between 06 and 07, that is 22.3% in 06 versus 42% in 07, determined a decrease by 10 million euros. I remind you that it is just an IFRS accountability issue with no difference in terms of cash out. The debt level decreased by 48 million, reaching the level of about 270 million, after the cash out of about 39 million for dividend payment and for the buyback of shares. The debt to EBITDA ratio was less than 1.2 versus 1.56 at 06 year end. The board of the company just resolved to submit to shareholders a resolution a dividend distribution at 6 cents a share level, 100% more over last year. That means, considering the current stock market, a yield at about 3.5%. If we move to the next slide, we can appreciate the net sales trend. The scooter sales increased by 2.4%, so that means more than 7%, and not including the last year Poste Italiane contract. As in the past 2 years, also in 2007, Vespa unit sales registered a significant increase, more than 16% over 2006, reaching 170,000 units. Furthermore, as we mentioned at the Q3 end, in the 2007, our sporty brand Gilera registered an important growth in scooter sales, so just also answering the previous questions, a 21% increase up to 76 million euros. And as you know, just in the last month of December, we launched the GP800, the most powerful scooter in the market, which is encountering at the moment an exciting interest on the market itself. The motorcycle sales increased by 6.5% up to 238 million euros, with in particular a 16% increase for Aprilia motorbike sales and a 12% increase for the Spanish brand Derby. The light commercial vehicles revenues reached 344 million, which is a 7% increase over last year. In particular, the Indian sales were 234 million euros with a 15.4% increase, including the new four-wheelers which we launched last year, which registered about 2,600 units sold at year-end. The European LTV registered a slight decrease by 7.5 million euros, solely due to the corporate segment, which reduced its sales by 10 million euros. The reason of that was a change in the internal organization, which now has been fully recovered. The spare parts, the revenues grew by 19 million euros, that means that almost 11% increase. In terms of brands, Piaggio sales grew up to 1,200.7 million euros, that means 6% more over last year. That is almost plus 10% and not including the Poste Italiane contract. Aprilia sales growth was 36 million euros, that is 8.1%, and Derby revenues were 71.3 million euros, with a 1.4% increase, made up by a higher level for motorcycle sales, which is the core business of the company, which registered an almost 6% increase, reducing the scooter sales by 4.7%. For concern motor goods, the positive evolution registered in 2005 and 2006 changed into a consolidation stage in 2007, determining a 10.8 million decrease in revenues, down to 71.8 million, that is about 13% less than previous year. Such a drop was almost entirely due to the Italian market, and the rest of the sales decreased by just 0.5 million euros. In the next slide, we can see the breakdown of sales by geographic area. European sales increased by 41 million euros, also considering the 36 million euros of last year's Postitamina contract, and accounted for 77.2% of total revenue, 1.6% less than previous year. The Asian sales, including Asia Pacific, increased from the 15.2% up to 17.1% of total revenues, reaching a level of 290 million euros, 45 million more than last year. That means that 18% growth. In the American area, revenues registered a 3.6% decrease, from 82.3 to 79.3 million euros, which would have been almost plus 1% without change in the dollar-euro exchange rate. I remind you that our group adopts an exchange rate hedging policy for the range of 60-80% of the forecasted revenues and purchasing for the different currencies. In terms of the volume trend, the next slide shows that the overall number of units sold increased by 4.1%, up to 708,000 units. All the business segments of the group grew up, and excluding business, the total units sold was higher by about 1% over last year. That means more than 6%, not including the vehicles sold to the Poste Italiane last year. And due to the most favorable European market trend for the 50cc last year, the mix registered a shift by 5% towards the low displacement units, from 40 to 45 over total sales. Nevertheless, the global average unit value increased slightly, but about 1%. Motorcycle volume grew up to 81,400 units, with an almost 12 units increase. That is 16.7% more than previous year. In particular, Aprilia motorbikes grew up to 37,700 units sold, with a 36.6% increase. The low displacement motorcycles branded Derby and Gilera increased globally their volumes up to 34.8 units, with a 17% growth. A negative trend was registered for Moto Guzzi, which reported a drop by 1,300 units, down to 8,900 units sold. The commercial vehicles units sold were almost 174,000, with an 8.5% increase, with the Indian units that reached 154,400, 50,000 more than previous year. That means almost 11% more. The European commercial vehicles decreased by 1,400 units, fully due to the corporate segment. The next slide shows the EBITDA evolution, which registered a 22 million increase. Such a 10.8% growth is the result of a steady increasing trend quarter after quarter, as it grew by 3.3% in the Q1, 10.3% in the Q2, 12.4% in the Q3, and 25% in the Q4, reaching an EBITDA margin of 13.4% at year-end. The gross margin growth contributed for 15.4 million over the 22 million EBITDA increase. As a result of the increased level of sales and of the further purchasing efficiency, in particular, the low-cost country supply accounted for more than 21% of the total supply, excluding Indian operations, with a 3.7% increase over last year, including vehicles and engines manufactured by our Chinese joint venture for a total value of 45.5 million euros, corresponding to almost 50,000 vehicles and 64,000 engines delivered. Those efficiencies were partially offset by a different sales mix and major product contents not reflected on price, including Euro 3 requirements compliance and quality improvements. Another important contribution to EBITDA growth came from the operational expenses reduction, 7 million less than previous year, with a decreased impact by 1.5% of the total revenues, from 22.9% down to 21.4%. Going on the next line, we can see the net income evolution. The increase at the EBIT level was 22.4 million, almost 20% more than previous year, determining a 1% increase at the EBIT margin level. Such a growth was substantially the same than the EBITDA, considering the flat trend for the amortization costs. The financial expenses registered an apparently significant growth by 7 million euros, but a large part of it, that means 6.7 million, refers to figurative costs coming from the discounting of the severance fund according to international accounting standards. The real change in interest costs came from the growth of the interest rates, which impacted on the variable rate component of debt, that accounted for 2.2 million. Then we had the decrease of the average financial exposure with a positive impact by almost 1 million, 0.9 million exact impact, and other financial efficiencies. So the real increase in financial expenses was just 0.3 million euros. At the tax level, we have already mentioned the presentation in the presentation of the first half and third quarter financial results. The higher tax rate we had in 07 in respect of 06. As a matter of fact, last year we had an unusual 20% tax rate due to the one-off benefit coming from IFRS accountability referred to tax losses carried forward, which accounted for 22 million euros. In the 07, the tax level was 43.5 million, out of which 17.3 referred to the reversal of part of that of those 22 million amounts, of that 22 million amount mentioned before, determining a 42% tax rate and consequently a net income 10 million lower than 06 at 60 million euros level. It's worth to be mentioned once again that the one-off accounting issue, without which the last year tax rate would have been equal to 45%, determined no different financial impact. At the balance sheet level, moving to the next slide, we can appreciate the continuous improvement in terms of efficiency of capital employed as the return on investments grow up from 12.4% in 05 to 15.1% in 06, up to 18.1% in 07, with an increased solidity of the financial structure. The debt-to-equity ratio at the end of 07 was the half in comparison with 05. That means 0.6 versus 1.2 times. In order to better understand the financial evolution in 07, we can move to the next slide. The cash generation was 48 million euros versus 93 million in 06, but we should consider and about 39 million 07 cash out for dividends and buyback of shares, and a differential 10 million cash in 06 at the equity level as the result of stock option plan impact. So, on a normalized comparison, in 07, the cash generation registered a slight increase by 4 million. The main components of such evolution were, firstly, the operating cash flow, which generated 143 million euros coming from the P&L, which we analyzed before. Second, the capital expenditure that accounted for about 92 million, that means just a couple of million more than previous year, out of which 48 million related to capitalized R&D and 44 million to fixed assets. In particular, the motorcycle capex were about 29 million, a 12% increase year on year. On the other hand, the important investment projects in India for the new engine plant and in Vietnam accounted globally for about 10 million. Thirdly, the working capital further reduction by 20.6 million that brought the net level at about zero. In particular, the trade receivables increased by 17 million, but considering the turnover growth, there was a slight reduction in terms of days of sales outstanding from 54 to 53 days. The inventory level is just 8 million higher than last year. That means, considering the higher revenues and level of purchasing, a reduction by more than 10% in terms of turnover. The payables are 46 million lower than last year. That means the recover of a standard level in terms of days of purchasing or spending, considering some overdue problems we had last year in OSIX because of the impact of new IT systems introduction in many divisions of our group. And finally, at the working capital level, other net current assets reduced by more than 40 million, whose main components were the 17 million reversal of the deferred taxes accounted in 06, which we mentioned about the tax rate evolution, and a 10 million net reduction of short-term credit versus tax national office. And finally, at the equity level, a net cash out of 27 million was determined by the already mentioned dividend payment and buyback of shares, and a 6 million capital increase coming from the completion of the stock option plan of 2004-2007. Okay, we have finished our presentation, so if you have any questions, we are ready for you. Thank you for your kind attention.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. The first question from Mr. Massimo Vecchio from Mediobanca. Mr. Vecchio, please proceed with your question. Thank you.
Good afternoon again. Two quick questions. First of all, I've seen that, for instance, D&A was very low in the fourth quarter. And I was wondering, I've seen CapEx going up, so I was wondering if you can expand a little bit on that and if there have been any kind of release of provisions. And the second question is on the working capital management, very strong, quite impressive, if you can expand on any kind of factoring in there. And sorry, the third question is, probably you're not still in a position to say, but what do you expect for tax rate in 2008? Thank you.
Okay, let's start from the last question, the tax rate. The tax rate is something which is not so easy to forecast because the people who are not who have not a strong experience in fiscal matters tend to consider, of course, the corporate income tax, the different corporate income tax we have in the different countries for the different companies. But this is not enough because the regulation is continually changing. Every year the financial law for the governments have year after year changed something. So, or for example, new accounting standards, which impacted so strongly in 06 and 07 for our P&L. Anyway, for the current year, we are confident enough that we have in our hand a forecast more stable than the previous year. That makes us consider that we can expect a tax rate which could be slightly below the 40%. So, a couple of points below 40% for the 08. About working capital. Working capital, yes, is one of our strongest experience, I would say. That, surely, a big hand came from the factoring extension that we made in the last years, starting from Piaggio to other brands, that means Aprilia and Gucci in Italy, and then starting to expand in Europe since March last year. As the cost of this funding is, we have a very good conditions. It's something that we can use. When we are in the peak season. That means from October, November up to March, April. But this is not the only one. The inventories, the inventories management gave us very good results last year because, as I told you before, we reduced our turnover by 10%, which is a very strong result if you consider that increasing year after year the purchasing level coming from the Far East countries, that means, of course, a more difficult management for the supply chain. This, we would say, is a very good result. Yet, at the moment, we reached the level of zero working capital. It's not easy to go further. Anyway, we are confident to maintain this, this level of efficiency. Oh, the first question was
DNA trend.
Last year we had a level more or less the same of the previous year. Yes, just some decimal points more. In the current year, we had some new models launched, and this implies that some costs we have in our assets start to be amortized. So in the current year, we are expecting an increased level by, I would say, 6, 5, 6, 7, I don't remember at the moment, but more or less.
Six, seven million, because six, according to the IAS, for instance, Massimo, we projected the GP 800, let me say, no, Gilera scooter, but we didn't sell any units till the end of 2007. So according to the IAS, you cannot depreciate the relative investment to this model. But we will increase the profile of the amortization and depreciation in 2008 versus 2007 in the region that we disclosed before.
Thank you very much.
No.
There are no more questions for the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that you may register for your question by pressing star followed by one. A new question from Mr. Gabriele Rossi from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Rossi, please proceed with your question. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a couple of questions. First one, securitization. Which is the level of securitization you have at the end of the year? And the second question, which is the level of R&D capitalized?
Okay. The R&D capitalized for the year 07 accounted for, I told you before, just a moment, let me... last year was 48 million. 48 million. Consider that...
Pardon, can you repeat it?
48 million.
Thank you.
In the last year. On the average, it's around 60-65%, between 55-65% of total R&D spending. It depends on the, the launch of new models. About securitization, last year the level we had at the end of 07 was the same we had at the end of 06, considering the extension I told you before, connected to the introduction of factoring to cover some major European countries. In fact, the level of increase came completely from foreign receivables assigned. So there were no difference in the policy, I would say.
So in absolute term, which is?
In absolute term, it was around 100 million euros at the end of 2006. 07.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
This is Laura Pennino.
Hello, just a question. What do you expect for revenues? Can you give an indication for next year in 2008 and maybe also on margins, just to know in this tough environment, what would you expect?
Let me say, Laura, we just already answered to this question. Our boss, Mr. Colanino, already answered about what we are viewing in the market till now, by considering that we are in the first week of March. So according to what already my boss answered before, we see a flat trend in the scooter market for this year, and we have the goal, the aim to maintain the market share in that kind of market. But on the motorcycle side, we have space to improve due to the launch of new products and to the strategy map, roadmap that Aprilia started the last year with the 750cc Shiver rather than the 850cc automatic motorbike Mana, and with some other launches that had been already in the past for 2008. But on the region on which we have already a good revenue flow, that means India, that then the Asia Pacific region that we disclosed before, we don't see till now any, let me say, any constraint in the market growth, and so we are confident to catch the growth of that kind of market on which we already started to have a more spread organization rather than commercial subsidiary and commercial structure.
Okay, and just a follow-up. What would you say about then pricing for the scooter market? As you believe it's a flat trend, would you expect a price squeeze or whatever? Price reduction?
Let me say, since the beginning, we have set up a strategy in order to compete on price towards the value for money segment with the scooter that we bought back from our Chinese operation set up in Foshan in very close to Guangzhou. So we don't want to start a competition because it's not an issue to compete on price, but to manage at the best the product portfolio and a lot of brands that we manage in order to fulfill any class, any segment on the market. From our big Japanese player, big Japanese competitor, we didn't see. Until now, any pricing maneuver in order to keep market share, to increase, and to start a strong competition based on price.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions.
Okay, so thank you so much for attending, and we will have the next one maybe on the first day of May with the first quarter results that we set up for the 8th of May. Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference call is over. Thank you very much for your attention.